Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Set that engine while I get this phone.
Okay, Skizek.
Wallet and Bobble Garage, Skizek Wallet speaking. What's that? Well, yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels.
Sure.
We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Mighty Thespian, Wilmer wants to show Skeezix how to fool an actor. And you've guessed it, winds up acting like a fool. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. Today, we find Wilmer in the back of the Wallet and Bobble Garage talking to Sarge.
Sarge, have you seen Skeezix around any place?
I think he went up the street to see Mr. Stannis' friend.
Good. How are you making out with that chair?
Oh, it's all finished. Hey, Wilmer, whose idea was this, anyway? Wiring a chair to give people a shot.
Well, that's what's known as the old hot seat, Sarge. The lodge uses it during initiation. How's the chair work now?
Sit down, I'll give you a fast sample.
Have you tried it?
Think I'm crazy? Those batteries pack an awful wallop. Just press that button.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah, it hurts me to think of it.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's get Skeezix to pilot this thing through a test run.
No, we better not. Skeezix don't approve of such things. I haven't even told him we were fixing the chair.
Well, then we better hide it. Here he comes.
Quick, shove the chair behind that barrel.
Yeah, sure.
That's it.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah?
Guess who I just saw walking up the street?
Well, now, let me see. It must have been somebody we know.
I'll say you know him. Second Lieutenant Beam.
Second Lieutenant... Not Buster Beam.
Not Laughing Boy from our old army outfit.
That's who it was.
The most obnoxious officer in the entire army.
Now, I thought you'd remember him.
I've been 4 years trying to forget him. What's he doing around here?
I don't know. He didn't see me, and I was happy to leave it that way. Incidentally, Wilmer, I was just talking to Mr. Stannis' friend. The local merchants on our block association is going to sponsor a play. He wants us to help out.
A play, huh?
Uh-huh. Two glorious performances of Hamlet.
Uh-oh. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
What do you mean, Sarge?
Don't look now, but here comes old Obnoxious.
What? Well, for gosh sake.
Golly. Buster Beam.
At ease, men, as you were.
Relax yourself, boy. You're not in the army now.
What brings you around here, Buster?
He likes to live dangerously.
Mr. Stannis' friend sent me over here about the play his association is putting on.
The tickets go on sale next week.
Well, you'll have to get yours some other place, Buster. We aren't taking any more orders from you. Not even for tickets.
Now, that's where you're wrong, Bobble. It just so happens that I've been asked to produce and direct this play.
Yeah.
Yes, and what's more, I'm going to star in it.
Look, Orson, since when did you become an actor?
I've been on the stage many times. I've played many roles.
He's got the vegetables to prove
it. Now, that's a canard. When I starred in our high school play, the critics said I rose to great heights of emotional intensity.
You rose, huh? You know, Buster, I don't think it's fair for you to take the star and roll without giving someone else a chance at it.
Someone else? Who, for instance?
Me, for instance.
You who? Who says you're an actor?
We do.
Say, I've got it. Maybe you'd like to settle this by holding tryouts. We'll let the committee choose between you.
Yeah, we can hold them right here in our garage. There's plenty of room.
Yeah.
Well, that's great with me.
It's great with me, too.
And may the best ham win. Company dismissed.
I can take a hint. I'll see you later.
So long, Buster.
Oh, boy. Did you see the look on his face?
Is he sore? This is going to be great.
You really want to play Hamlet, Wilmer?
Me, I should say not. You couldn't get me out on that stage if you paid me.
Why all the big fuss about a tryout?
I've got a plan. Sarge, drag that chair out.
Yeah.
What's that?
This, my boy, is a hot seat.
A hot seat?
Yep. This chair is wired for leaps and bounds. And when old Buster Beam shows up here tomorrow night, I'm going to get him to sit down in his chair. Then I'm going to snap my fingers like this.
And I press the button like this.
And Buster will rise to great heights.
And now back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the mighty thespian. It's later in the day, and Skeezix and Wilmer are discussing the plan to give their old nemesis, Second Lieutenant Beam, the hot seat.
What, Skeezix? How can you say that?
Well, I don't approve of such tricks, that's all, Wilmer.
But this is just a little joke, and what's more, it's practical. It's the most practical joke I ever thought of.
Well, that's the whole point of my argument, Wilmer.
Look, Skeezix, remember the time Buster Beam promised us a 3-day leave in Paris?
Well, he kept his promise. We had the leave.
Yeah, in Paris, Illinois.
I'd forgotten about that.
And what about the time Buster was marching us toward the river and forgot to say halt?
That was cold water, too.
He was such a card. It's time somebody dealt with him.
Okay, Wilmer. Just as long as that hot seat won't injure him.
It'll keep him on his toes, that's all.
Yoo-hoo! Hello, boys! Hello!
Well, for gosh sakes, Mrs. Van Busworthy, the big society woman.
Hello, Mrs. Van Busworthy. How are you today?
Oh, just fine, Skeezix, and I'm so excited. Mr. Stanisfan called me about the play. He wants me to try out for Ophelia.
That's a swell idea.
Yeah, that's all we need.
And I think it's just wonderful of Wilmer to be Hamlet.
Me?
And Mr. Stanisfan told me all about the tryouts. I didn't know you were such an accomplished amateur actor, Wilmer.
If you people will excuse me, I have a car to work on.
I better go with you.
Oh, but you can't go, Wilmer. If we're going to be together in the drama, we've got to rehearse.
Rehearse? Us? I mean you and me?
Yes, you and I are going to try out together. I think you make a wonderful Hamlet and Ophelia. Just divine. Here, read this with me, right here.
What's this?
A copy of Hamlet, dear boy. Go ahead, read right here.
To be or not to be. That is the, question. Hey, that's a question? How am I doing?
Dear boy, you're a little stiff and jerky, but you get over it.
That's what you think. I may get over the stiffness, but I'll always be... whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer...
Silence! Quiet, everybody! Quiet, please! Quiet! Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we're here to conduct readings for the leading parts in Hamlet. Of course, my personal feeling is that this is all very unnecessary, as there's only one person here capable of portraying this great Shakespearean character. However, modesty forbids me mentioning my own name. I see that the first names on my list are those of Wilmer J. Bobble and Mrs. Van Busworthy, who will attempt one of the scenes. Wallet?
Yes, sir. Yeah?
Carry on, Wallet. I'm going out and smoke a cigarette. This massacre is even too much for me.
Our first tryout, Wilmer and Mrs. Van Busworthy.
That's us, dear boy. We're on.
Yeah. Places. Curtain.
All right, Wilmer. Begin, please. Start acting.
Right here, in front of all these people?
Yes, Wilmer. What's the matter?
I feel kind of weak in the knees.
Sit on that chair. The chair. Sit down on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's better.
Now, start acting. I'll help you if you forget your lines.
Acting, yeah, sure. Oh, that this too solid, solid.
Flesh.
Oh, yeah. Flesh. Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt and thaw and takes me a second to warm up. Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt, thaw, and resolve itself into a new! A fine cup of French you turn out to be.
But you snapped your fingers, Wilmer.
I did.
I thought you signaled, so I hit the button.
And Wilmer almost hit the ceiling.
Highest jump I ever saw from a sitting start.
What did the chair feel like, Wilmer?
Like a hot foot that got off the beam. And speaking of beam...
All right, you guys. That's what's going on around here anyway.
Well, didn't you see Wilmer?
No, I was outside.
Well, he gave an electrifying performance. He's bound to get the part.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see him do that scene again.
Not that doing. You do your scene, Buster.
Maybe you two ought to do a scene together.
Mm-hmm. Well, what for?
Well, after all, Buster said he can act rings around you sitting down. Why not let Buster sit down on stage, see?
No. Yeah, of course. Come on, Buster.
Not unless you settle down and stop clowning. You fellas are trying to make me look bad before the committee, trying to tear me down.
Oh, on the contrary. We want to give you a boost.
Well, very well, then. Let's go, Bobble.
Do you know me, my lord?
Excellent well. You're a fishmonger. Sit down.
Until the scene progresses. Not I, my lord.
Sit down.
You sit down.
Oh, you're shoving.
Whom do you think you're shoving?
You're home. That's home.
If you're trying to make me mad so that I'll blow my lines, you can stop. You won't get a rise out of me.
You want to bet?
Now start acting.
Then sit down.
Oh, all right.
There, that's fine.
He knew me not at first. He is far gone. Far gone.
Oh, it was worth all the trouble.
Hey, where is Buster anyway?
Oh, gone. Far gone.
First he lit up, then he lit out.
He's withdrawn from the play, so let's get going with your rehearsal, Wilmer.
Rehearsal, me?
Yes, with Buster gone, you're going to play Hamlet. The committee thinks you'll give a great performance.
Oh, but I'm no actor, really, fellas. I couldn't do it.
Oh, don't worry, you'll do it. If Sarge and I have to wire every chair on the stage.
Oh!
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Wilmer, you look worried.
Yeah, Skeezix, if you saw a lavender automobile with gold fenders and green tires, what would you do?
Wilmer, I'd see an eye doctor.
If you saw a horse 13 feet tall with a long neck and tan stripes, what would you do?
I'd see an eye doctor.
Yeah, well, so long.
Wilmer, where are you going?
I'm going to see an eye doctor. What else?